Hey, you around?
Yeah, I'm here.
What are you doing?
I'm fishing.
You're fishing?
Yeah, figured I'd take a break for a while and enjoy this little area.
You know that you're not supposed to be here, though.
I know, but I'm here. I might as well enjoy my time here.
If you enjoy your time, that would be the first.
Yeah, I would probably.
Have you caught anything yet?
I do know how to fish.
I just didn't know if you could catch there.
Hold on. Someone's coming.
Hey, are the fish biting where you are?
They seem to be. There's room here if you want to fish with me.
Is that Earl? Ask him about Travis.
I see that you're up early like me.
Yeah, I got up early and fed all the animals, and I figured I'd come down and catch some lunch.
Tell you what, you talk to me while we're fishing, and whatever I catch, I'll give to you.
Sir, you got yourself a deal.
So what do I call you, and where do you live?
I'm Earl Clark, and I own the Clark Ranch.
Oh, I've heard of that place.
Hopefully good things.
I've met some of your brothers around town.
Oh, really? Which ones?
I've met Hunter and Travis. Both are interesting fellows.
You haven't met Jackson yet.
I've met him. We just haven't had the time to really talk, though. He was always busy.
I don't think he'll talk anyways. Not unless it's about money.
Nothing wrong with money. I like it.
Yeah, but he loves it. It's the only thing he cares about.
I am sure that there are other things. He just might not express it to you.
That might be true. Me and him really don't see eye to eye.
Let me guess. He's the oldest brother and you're the youngest.
Yep. But I don't think that really matters. The only one he really talks to is Travis.
What makes Travis so special? Does Travis have something on him? Some dirt?
I don't think it's anything like that. They share a special bond. It's like they're linked somehow.
Maybe they are. How do you feel about Travis?
Travis is a good brother. This is the most time I've really spent with him, though. I don't know why he stays around.
Maybe he's just trying to help you out.
I don't think... Oh, I got one!
Quick, reel it in.
Oh, it feels big.
I'll get the net ready.
Oh, he is a really big one. He's putting up a big fight.
Come on, kid, reel it in. You can do it.
I'm trying.
I've got the net ready.
I almost got it. Then it is...
Where?
On the end of the hook.
Earl, that's a turtle, not a fish.
I thought it kind of looked funny.
The lack of gills didn't give it away?
What do I do with it?
Take the hook out and let it go, I guess.
You mean I have to touch it?
Yeah, Earl. Have you fished before?
I'm just messing with you. See? The turtle's free again.
Why did you mess with me?
Sorry, just used to being around my brothers. They think I'm a moron.
You're not?
I graduated high school when I was 15.
How old are you now?
I'm 18.
What have have you been doing the last 3 years?
I was taking online classes in agriculture.
Do your brothers know any of this?
Not one bit. And I would like to keep it that way.
My lips are sealed, but why would you do this?
I made a deal with my grandfather that I would bring back the ranch to its glory days.
And have you?
Still working on it, but it's a lot better than before. We have more animals, making meats and cheeses. There's just one thing to do, really.
And what's that?
If I don't marry in 5 years, the ranch goes up for sale, and the money is split between all of my siblings.
Your siblings and you.
I don't get a dime from the sale.
Really? Is that written down anywhere?
No. It was a verbal agreement between me and my grandfather.
So no one knows about this deal?
Just you and me.
Why did you tell me? I'm just a stranger.
A stranger that is going to give me fish, though.
That's right. You're doing your part. I have to do mine.
Oh, I got one again. Come on, fish.
Oh, I got one too.
Let's see whose is bigger.
I got to know you more. Never mind. Man, mine is putting up a fight.
Mine was a good one. That's a keeper right there.
In the bucket you shall go.
What bait you using?
Just a small spinner lure.
Nice. That's what I'm using.
Oh, I got another one.
Me too.
Well, the fish are good in this spot.
But if you come back tomorrow, they won't be here.
Why not?
Because we would have caught them all.
Not all of them.
Why not?
Because I believe that every fish you throw back into the lake is the pinnacle of the idea that the human race can be better.
You think so? You think we can be better?
I think everyone can. It's just whether or not we choose to.
Well, sir, I will do the same then. Last fish you catch, we will throw it back.
Fishing in the right pond is always better than fishing in the wrong river.
Do not tell fish stories where the people you know. Particularly, don't tell them where they know the fish.
Oh, I don't tell fish stories. I never saw the point.
Not even the one that got away?
I'll tell that to the fish when I finally catch him.
My brothers are never going to believe that I caught all this fish.
Who cares? Let them believe what they want to believe. If asked, tell the truth. You caught them all.
That would be lying, though.
Here, let me do something.
Why did you empty the bucket?
Put them all back in the bucket.
Why did you do that?
Can you honestly say now that you put all the fish in the bucket?
Yes. Yes, I can.
There you go. Problem solved.
I think we have room for maybe 2 or 3 more fish.
Well, let's do it then.
I think I caught more than you anyway.
Ha ha. So, back to fish stories. Is there one that got away for you?
I wouldn't say got away.
Never caught? Okay. What are you using for bait?
We're not talking about fish right now, are we?
Nope. Tell me what you're gonna do.
I don't know.
A man without a plan will never go anywhere. Remember your deal with your grandfather.
I know. I just have no experience in this area. It's not like I can read a book on it.
I beg to differ. There are lots you can read, but you take my advice.
Can't hurt.
Be honest and be yourself. Something I wish I would have learned sooner.
That doesn't sound too complicated.
Well, it's not supposed to be, but for some reason, we men make it so.
I think we got room for one more fish.
I got one on now.
Okay, I'm casting again.
And there you go, one full bucket of fish.
You casting again?
I don't need to. You're doing the good deed for me.
Earl! Earl!
Sounds like your brother's here. I gotta run off anyways, Earl. It was fun fishing with you. Thank you for the good times, and last bit of advice, go get her. See you around.
Mister?
Yeah?
Thank you.
Not a problem.
There you are. What are you doing?
Just got done fishing.
Did you catch all those?
I put every single one in the bucket.
Looks like we're gonna eat some fish today.
Why are you here?
Good job.
What?
Talking with Earl like that.
He didn't say much.
No, but the puzzle's filling in nicely.
I think the puzzle is just getting bigger.
It could be. I need you back here, though.
Give me a couple of more days here, and then I'll be on my way.
Okay, we have something developing here.
Tell me what it is.
I can't. I need to show it to you.
Okay, a couple more days and I'll be back. Don't rush me, though.
I never do.
You mean you always do.
Tomato, tomato.
See you later.